Hashtag Tim and Sid. Of course, I go by the name of the kid. Famous. Wow. This here is the Tim and Sid Show. You are now tuned in, coast to coast, entertaining the masses. Sports edutainment.
Yeah.
It's about to get started. Sit back, enjoy the show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Tim McAuliffe. Happy 5-year, one-day anniversary. Happy 5-year, one-day anniversary. I think it's our fifth different type of anniversary, but whatever. This one is a special one. Welcome to a special edition of Tim and Sid. It's great to talk to you. It is great to see you. We are live on TV, radio, online, available 24/7 via podcast. He is Tim McAuliffe in his basement. I am Sid Sixero in my basement. Where else would you rather celebrate a show anniversary than from our basements? Coming up, Canadian Olympian, a member of the New York Liberty, the WNBA, Kia Nurse will join us. She's getting ready for a rather unique WNBA return to play. Everyone's is rather unique. We'll talk to her about that. Kenny the Jet Smith from TNT's Inside the NBA, Tim, will be on with us as well. How confident is he the NBA's bubble is going to stay a bubble? We'll ask him. Also, Sportsnet hockey analyst Brian Burke will drop by as the rumblings regarding hockey's return to play get louder and louder and louder. But, Tim, I want to say it again off the front. A happy Tim and Sid on TV anniversary to you. A happy Canada Day to you. How did you enjoy both monumental anniversaries, which were both yesterday?
By doing absolutely jack nothing.
That's the plan.
5 years, one day, I will take Sixero. I sat in the backyard. I watched TV. I may or may not have had a cold one or two, just like you posted on the internet. I don't even think I think I reposted the Tim and Sid tweet in Instagram, and that was my only interaction on social media all day. It was a day full of nothingness, and let me tell you, Sixero, it was glorious. And let me reiterate here. 10 years, I feel like I interrupted you, and now I'm second guessing.
The delay's a little bit longer than normal. It's not your fault. The delay's a little longer than normal today. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Tim, please.
I was just going to say, I understand that you might be confused by radio and TV, TV and radio, and we've basically been working together for 20 years or something like that. But this is 5 years on Sportsnet, even though we're not on Sportsnet right now. We're on Sportsnet 360.
Yes. Well, we'll be on Sportsnet at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
Well, it'll change mid-show, but in this moment, you are correct, Tim. It can be a little confusing. By the way, I need to do what you did yesterday, because you still have the ability, and maybe I do have an addiction, you still have the ability to put your phone down. You still have the ability to not go on social media. You still have that in you, and quite frankly, I am jealous that you still have that, because even on an off day, like, I'm not working next week. Tim will be in. I'm not working next week. I guarantee you, McAuliffe, I'm going to have a problem putting my phone down. How do I break that wheel? How do I break that cycle? Or am I just hooked? Am I dumb?
I'm telling you right now, I don't know if the addiction has ever been stronger than in quarantine. Honestly, like, the times that I used to tweet and Instagram were the times in between dealing with family things. But as you can see, I got my dad mug today. And this has been the hardest thing about doing this job at home, is that you're never off as dad. You know that. My kids would have never appeared on the show before this quarantine. You know that, and I know that. I was almost against it, but they're going to walk into the shot. I can't help it, right? Like,
your daughter has an agent. Your daughter's now represented by a professional agency. Like, it's taken a whole different turn. Yeah.
To answer your phone thing, and I don't mean to walk all over you, is
it's going to happen a few times more.
Because the family is like, if I'm just staring at my phone, my kids get mad at me, right? So I have to put it down. And that's when it's really tough. Because I was even talking to Arash Madani about it earlier. I said, like, I feel like I'm not doing enough out there by putting it down, but it's good for my mental health.
It's really good for my mental health
to sit it down and just leave it alone and not think about it.
I'm going to do it for at least 3 hours a day next week. No joke. I got to try.
Aim high, 6-0.
Nope, that's a start. Hey, listen, man, anyone with addiction, just
what
I'm not
do you
going
do?
Cold
you
turkey.
Just sit there with your phone and fiddle?
I'm not.
And think
I'm
of
not,
the next tweet that you could either piss people off from or get likes from?
I already have 5 of those. That's not the point. Tim, the point is, it's not just the tweeting, right? It's like, oh, it's Kevin De Bruyne in my fantasy league doing well in the Premier League. Like, yeah. There are so many. Every app you can aim towards you. Everything. It's perfect that way. And it's also evil that way. So you laugh at 3 hours, but my wife will take 3 hours right now. I will put the phone down for 3 hours a day. I have to. I have to. I have to. I don't know if I'll succeed.
Especially on vacation. I'm going to count your tweets on vacation.
I know.
I'm going to count your tweets on vacation.
What's the over-under on tweets? What's the over-under?
No, I will say this about you. Like, I think you're really good on Twitter. Like, you know what you're doing on Twitter, as evidenced by yesterday's tweets. It's usually like a 1 or a 2 a day. And if you're really fired up, you might get to like 3 or 4 a day. If you've got nothing else to do, nothing else to prepare for, 7 days, 21 on the 7-day vacation.
Oh, you're saying for the whole block of time, the mm-hmm. whole block of time. I'm going to, okay, I'll give you a 21.5 on the over under on my tweets. From our final show to the first show.
Here's the thing.
We'll see.
You can screw this up.
Easily. Yes. Yeah. I could easily screw this up. And the proof is in the pudding. So, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Timmy.
Happy 5-year anniversary. Almost 10 if you include the radio show. I am really proud of all that we have accomplished for better and for worse with pretty much the same group of people. So to all the people and the guys that were missing in studio, our camera people, our ops, everyone who would normally be with us but aren't with us because we're in this global pandemic and we're working from our house, we appreciate you. We couldn't have got to 5 years without you.
Tim, would it make you feel better if I did an impression of our VP of Technical Ops, Dagan, and what he would say to you upon walking into the studio on a day like today?
Okay.
Hey, Tim, 5 years, it's a long time. Just Dagan's brilliance is in his simplicity.
Text me, Dagan, and tell me what Sixero's impression of you is, like out of 10.
I think it's pretty damn good. And for people who watch our show, they know who exactly I'm talking about. He's made enough appearances.
All right, here's what's happening at this hour.
It's pretty good. That's a solid 6.
Widely reported, as we told you earlier in the week. We don't have the fancy Twitter accounts, but we tell you things every once in a while, and then they maybe kind of sort of come to church. Toronto and Edmonton being reported to be the NHL hub cities, but we are still waiting on an official announcement on phase 3 and 4 on the return to play protocols. We're also waiting on an extension of the CBA that may or may not extend the current CBA and include the Olympics. Ho hum. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that.
But once the league and the PA come to an agreement, the players will have to vote to ratify the return to play and the CBA. Do you think there will be any issues on getting a CBA and a return to play plan done?
Tim, I've learned a lot over the last 3.5 months. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about you, a lot about where we work, a lot about the environment we live in. Learned a lot. Mm-hmm. Here's one thing baseball taught me. Nothing's done till it's done. And I love the good feeling vibes that are being put out there from people you and I respect. Let's be clear about that. From people you and I respect. I am not spiking any footballs. And quite frankly, people in Toronto and Edmonton, and I don't know why you're that excited about it, you shouldn't be spiking any footballs either until this thing is done. The player reps are talking to their players now. This has to go to a league-wide vote. It's a strict majority. There are all the reasons that Tim just laid out. Massive, massive issues hanging in the balance. Baseball taught me it's not done till it's done. And sometimes it never gets done because technically baseball's deal wasn't done. Baseball implemented 60 games. They didn't even get a deal. Technically didn't even get a deal. So I'm not getting excited about that until it's over, McAlf. I'm sorry. It's the pessimist in me, and it's grown over the last 3 months. I hope it gets done. Feels like it will. I am not sitting here with a smile on my face until Gary Bettman and Donald Fehr say, let's go.
I understand. I understand that. I get that. There were reports out there, and I'll credit Bob McKenzie on this because I'm not going to be that guy who doesn't, but he's suggesting that the Stanley Cup final and conference final will be played in Edmonton, so the East teams that advance will move west, and the Canada flag, you may or may not have noticed if you're watching on TV or heard on radio, just fell behind me. Maybe I should use more than just scotch tape to throw that Canada flag up. You didn't notice?
Right. It doesn't mean you're not a Patriot, right, though, McAllen. Nope. It doesn't mean you're not a Patriot. It just means you have cheap tape. That's all it means. Tim McAuliffe is picking up the flag. There you go. Don't let it up. Don't let it sit on the floor there. Tim McAuliffe is waving the Canada flag. You know what? July 1st isn't just Canada Day. You know when's Canada Day? Every day, McAuliffe.
Every day.
Every 6-0. Day is Canada Day. Wave that flag. Is that lighting up?
It is lighting up.
Is your dollar store flag lighting up?
Going to the dollar store and picking up Canada flags that may or may not have been made in China.
I get a lot of stashes of things from the dollar store. I'm not ashamed to admit that either. That's very nice.
So the big news is that the NHL players in Toronto might not be on their own. Shai Davidi reporting today that the Blue Jays were waiting on a federal government exemption letter to clear them to hold training camp at Rogers Center. And less than an hour ago, they got it. Tweet Shai. Blue Jays have received exemption letter from the federal government and will move training camp to Toronto per source. Now, the approval, it must be noted, is for camp only. They are still working on the plan for the regular season and other teams crossing the border along with the Jays. We put out a question to the Timmins citizens, if you are cool with the Jays coming up for training camp or summer camp, as MLB has so weirdly termed it.
I hate that name.
Me too. But now, if we put the two stories that we've talked about together, we're talking about what, again, we talked about what earlier this week and late last week. Are you cool with both a hub city in the NHL, 12 NHL teams heading to Toronto, along with the Toronto Blue Jays at least? And for everyone who doesn't know, the Jays are also hoping that they play their regular season games in Toronto, which would mean teams from Tampa, teams from New York, teams from Boston coming in and out of Toronto and the same quarantine as the Jays at the hotel, the Rogers Center.
Before we go any further here, Tim, and I'm not asking for personal reasons. Did you ever do the rent the hotel room and watch the Jays game during the Jays game thing in your youth? Or like, because that was like the thing everyone wanted to do when we were younger. I never really did it. Did you ever do that?
I only stayed once in that hotel, and it was for an NBA preseason game before the Toronto Raptors ever came to Toronto. And I did it because I knew the teams were going to be staying in the same hotel. And it was a low-key veteran move from, about a 15-year-old Tim McAuliffe and Todd Sadler.
Did you run into Olden Polonaise?
Thurl Bailey. Dumars.
Very good.
It was Jazz Pistons were among the teams that were there. It was a doubleheader. And I remember running into a couple members of the Jazz, but Joe Dumars was the big chip.
All right. That's a great story. That's a fantastic story.
So that's the only time I stayed there. And it was in the cheapest room that we could find, so it wasn't facing the...
Oh, you couldn't even technically... Sorry, you weren't facing...
Facing the city.
Hey, whatever. Hey, good view is a good view. Whatever.
Right.
As long as you enjoyed yourself. I'm okay with the NHL hubs if they make it. I'm skeptical if they're going to make it. If they make it, I think the NHL can finish their season. I'm fine with the Jays doing this under these parameters for summer camp, Tim. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty restrictive. There's two things that bother me. There's a lot that bothers me. There's two things about this situation. One, I put on MLB Network, Tim, and they're going to go live at like 11 a.m. tomorrow, because technically tomorrow's the first real day of summer camp.
Yeah, we saw pictures, though, today.
I saw pictures today. I watched some video last night. They went to San Diego for like 2 seconds, and Fernando Tatis Jr. and those guys are working out. There's no social distancing going on. Zero. Now, they're all tested positive, or else they wouldn't be out there.
Negative.
But negative. Thank you. I'm not a doctor. I just try and play one on TV.
I'm here for you.
But they were not social distancing. Then they cut to Safeco Field in Seattle. Powwows of nine guys. Like they haven't seen each other in forever. I get it. But no, zero. Zero social distancing. Zero. And there was the only part of that release the Jays just sent out that bothered me was that. We're going to try and encourage social distancing. Good luck. Because based on what I've seen briefly, you're not going to do it.
People feel safe because they have guys that have tested negative on the field.
Correct.
And you saw that all the way back to the UFC and the first sporting event that returned.
And the soccer eventually.
COVID era.
Eventually with the soccer, like the celebrations became very huggy-huggy. And I understand that.
Tracy writes in, if they follow quarantine rules, et cetera, I'm good with it. They're coming back from a huge hot spot, so they have to be careful. Lees writes in and says, I'm not happy about this. Being an athlete doesn't qualify them to come here for essential travel. How many cases were denied simply because they didn't meet the essential travel criteria? Ontario's COVID-19 cases are declining. Let's not be complacent. And not often, Sydney, do we have a tweet with the hashtag at the end, CDNPOLI, Canadian politics, which is the hashtag at the end of Lise's tweet. Leaf girl Kelly writes in and says, I'm hoping they are all tested and proven to be negative. Plus, I hope they all fall under the same 14-day quarantine rules. In my opinion, no season this year would be safer for the Toronto community. There's a lot of people asking us, or seemingly uninformed, that all of the players will have to test negative before they get on a plane.
Correct.
I heard a couple of other tweets suggesting that they were getting preferential treatment. And I'm not suggesting they're not getting preferential treatment, but everyone who returned to Canada for their 14-day quarantine did not get tested before getting on a plane. All of these players will test negative, and the ones that have tested positive will remain in Florida until they get the negative tests. So there is, I'm not saying that I'm completely comfortable with it, but I know that there's a lot of misinformation out there, but it seems as though players and staff will intake on the screening in Dunedin. Only those who test negative for COVID-19 will board private charter flights to Toronto this weekend and then be quarantined, albeit to a bigger footprint, Rogers Centre and the hotel that is in the Rogers Centre, which is bigger than most of our houses.
Correct. How they get Love you, Timmy, for that. Now, what they do with the federal government and the regular season is another thing, because they have to figure that out. This is strictly a training camp situation. The Jays reportedly will start in Tampa on Friday, July 24th. They have some runway here. They don't have to make the call right away. They're not going to open up at home in Rogers Center. This story's far from over. But as a first step, I'm just kind of happy guys like Mark Shapiro, who basically haven't slept for a week and a half or longer, got this one done, because without this one, there's no season. So for the organizers of the team in this convoluted, very complicated thing that they're in, I'm glad this hurdle is figured out. And if it's going to be the hub, if it's going to be just Rogers Center and the hotel, for the record, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. The other stuff's going to get hairy. The team's coming in, it's going to get a little hairy.
Mikey writes in and says, really don't understand why people are upset with this. They're quarantined and regularly tested. No fans in the crowd, no fan contact. I'm glad they get to play at home. Go Jays. It'd be interesting if we put that. Remember, when would we do that? Was that a Monday or Friday of last week when we asked the audience, if you're in Toronto, are you okay with the city being both,
I think it was this week,
a hub city for the NHL and the Jays playing the regular season games, which means players from other teams are coming in and out. I wonder if the Jays might get this opportunity where they don't have to leave Toronto. I wonder if Major League Baseball could do that. Only play at the Rogers Centre. So they don't have to leave and come back into Canada.
I mean,
it's not like you're getting a real home field advantage.
No, but then other teams would like to play 60 games at home too.
Yeah, but other teams haven't had to figure out.
I know
what
you're
saying.
No, I'm with you. It's not an apples to apples thing, but yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if it would fly with 29 other teams, but I guarantee you someone in the Jays organization's brought it up.
I want to get to the NBA numbers and what DeMar DeRozan said, but it doesn't look like we're going to have time. We've got Kia Nurse coming up, Brian Burke, and Kenny the Jet Smith on this five-year anniversary of the show on Sportsnet, even though we're not on Sportsnet right now. We are on Sportsnet 360. We are on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And maybe we'll get to these stories at around 540 Eastern. But I've been told that we have a couple of messages lined up for the day, Sixero.
These are always interesting. Always interesting.
And I've been told that we have our first of a couple of messages coming down in 3, 2, and 1.
Tim and Sid, how are you boys? It's your old buddy Kenny Reed. Remember me? We used to see each other on an almost daily basis, at least until the last 3.5 months. Look, I really want to congratulate you guys on 5 years on the telly at Sportsnet. The energy you guys bring to our station, it's unparalleled. The vibe you bring is unparalleled. I love what you do. I love how you do it. I love the chirps we get going back and forth, but seriously, guys, it's a blast to have you at work. And you both have the ability to walk into a room and make people smile. And that's a fantastic thing. Way to go, boys.
No. Tim, sorry. I thought I heard you say we had a special guest message. I thought I heard you say that.
All right. We've got to take the break. We've got a few more of those coming up. We also have, I've been told, something special from Stephen Brunt.
Woo! Let's go.
Kia Nurse, Brian Burke, Kenny the Jet Smith, all lined up, as well as a match game trending in Canada. This is Tim and Sid on Sportsnet, 590 The Fan in Toronto. Coast to coast to coast in Sportsnet 360. Hey. 5 years and going strong, we think. Match game right now. Information from both MLB and from hockey. Louis Jean, our friend from TVA, saying, told, seeming more and more unlikely there is an announcement on the NHL and NHLPA coming tonight. But you never know. Not impossible. Talks to continue on Friday. We'll get to the match game in the next segment. Also coming up, Brian Burke and Kenny the Jet Smith. But in the meantime, between times, Sydney, we go to a becoming quickly an old school friend, even though she's pretty young.
Kia Nurse of the New York Liberty of our women's national basketball program, an Olympian, a good person. Joining us here on Tim and Sid, WNBA season getting going soon down in Bradenton, Florida. Kia, welcome back to the show. Where are you exactly?
Hey, guys. Happy five-year anniversary.
Thank you.
I am actually in New York City right now.
Okay. So nice. what's the plan to get down to Florida? When do you expect to be down there? And when do you think the season will actually get going?
Yeah, so we're technically supposed to leave on Monday, barring that you have all negative tests so far. And then once we get there, we'll quarantine for 3 days. We'll train until about the 24th or 25th of July, and then regular season games will start from there.
I know you added the technically because everything seems to be so fluid these days. Like, are you excited? Are you concerned? Are you a bit of both? Like, it can't be an easy time.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything right now. I think it's weird being in workouts with coaches and they've got gloves and masks on and, you know, we're getting tested pretty frequently here. And then just knowing that we're going into a situation where obviously we're pretty confined where it is in the bubble. And it seems like our league, out of all the leagues that are going on right now, is probably the one league that's like, yeah, we're doing this and we're doing it next week. So just a little bit of everything and understanding that it's not going to be perfect. There won't be a perfect situation, but I'll be stuck in one place for 3 months. So let's figure that out.
Right.
Kia Nurse of the New York Liberty here on Tim and Sid getting ready for the WNBA's return to play. Go ahead, Tim.
Do you bring like a bunch of Sudokus? Like how do you plan for being in the same place? Like, are you a gamer? What, like, have you thought like mentally how you keep yourself sharp being in the same place for 3 months?
Yeah, so my first stop actually when the storefronts opened in Canada was Indigo, and I bought like 8 different books. So I've packed all of them, shoved them in the suitcase, and then I've also recently ordered a Nintendo Switch, so that will be there when I get there. So hopefully there's something to do.
Are you naturally, because Kia, I'm a homebody. So after a while, I've assimilated pretty well. Do you consider yourself a homebody? Because I find the homebodies will be okay in these situations, and the non-homebodies will be high threats to break quarantine every minute of every day. Where do you fall?
Yeah, I would say because I'm always on the go everywhere, I'm probably more of a homebody if I'm overseas than I am when I'm at like actual home, which is never. Right. And in New York, I move around a lot. So I think what a lot of us WNBA players are trying to think about going to this bubble is like, oh, it's just another like 8 or 9 months that we're spending overseas anyways. And we only got 2 people that speak English around us. Like we just stay in the house. We don't do anything. So I think that's what we're kind of going into this as.
Right. I know that you've been doing some stuff for Sportsnet. We're going to get into that later. But I smell like a Kia Nurse book series coming up if you're 3 months in there and your team's expected to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty interesting. We're really, really young. We're coming in with 7 rookies. So I think that'll be really interesting to see how they play and how they get used to it, how quickly they get used to it. It's going to be a quick 22-game season, so we'll probably play about 3 games a week. So how does your body recover after not working out and not playing, you know, full intense basketball for a couple months through COVID? So I think what I want to do is try and find a way to like see how many times I can get in trouble while I'm in the bubble. So like maybe try and break out the gates and then like see what people do. I don't know. Like I'm really interested to see how you can get in trouble at this place.
Like, is it going to be pure Hunger Games at the gate? Like, what is it? What does that look like? No, but
that's
my
question.
What do you think would happen if Kia Nurse, in a million years you wouldn't, if Kia Nurse is like, I got to go to Target right now, and you break quarantine in Bradenton, and you got to go there to pick something up, what is the penalty for Tarjay? What's the penalty for Kia Nurse? What do you think happens to
you? Oh, I don't know. That's what I'm really interested for. Like, I want to see. I don't want anybody to leave the bubble, obviously, but I want to see what the penalty is. So I'm like, what if I put 1 foot out the gate and then, like, kind of run myself back in? Does that count? Like, that's what I'm really trying to see if I can get to.
Kia Nurse, rule tester. I'm glad your parents must have gone through a lot if you're the one that does the 1 foot over the gate, look at the parents.
Yeah, I was the last child, so they really didn't have a lot of attention.
But I can see it, Kia. So, Kia, we're learning a little bit. You would be the person with 1 foot outside the door saying, I'm breaking quarantine. No, I'm not breaking quarantine. I'm breaking quarantine. No, I'm not breaking quarantine.
I do and love WNBA, what people do.
And WNBA officials just pulling their hair out. Like we're learning a bit about Kia. I like it.
We're joined by Kia Nurse here on Tim and Sid. She's heading to Bradenton, Florida in the IMG Academy for the WNBA season. I also know that you did a show for Sportsnet called Athlete to Athlete. You did one with someone who I covered at Windsor when they were winning national championship after national championship, your backcourt mate in Team Canada, Maya Marie Langlois. What was that like? Was it fun? Was it stressful? Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again. I think it was interesting because it was really just a typical conversation that Maya and I would have. You know, when we're on the road with Team Canada, we focus a lot on, you know, team bonding, and because we're not technically together all the time. So there's like no phones at dinner time. There's no phones like in different places. So me and Maya, like, this is a typical conversation with us. So I thought it was really cool that Sportsnet was able to kind of put us in a situation where we could just talk about things that were obviously going on with the pandemic and with the Black Lives Matter movement and how we're coping and how we're coping coming back in our upcoming seasons. And I really, really enjoyed being able to do that. And hopefully people can kind of relate to what we're going through because it's really similar to everyone else.
Kia, do you, you got a lot of career left. Don't get me wrong here. Do you like doing media? Do you enjoy it?
I used to have a very big love-hate relationship with media. In college, I had probably more of the hate side. There was just so much of it all the time. Right. Now, I think because obviously I do some basketball analyst stuff, I'm like, oh, you're the media now, Kia. Like, don't be that one person that you never liked talking to. So it's been fun to kind of see both sides of it, but I do enjoy it. I tend to have a big personality, so it's always like, oh, we need someone to talk, just send Kia. I'm like, okay.
It's funny because I think we all got into this business hoping to not be that person too. And I know when I do shows, like, and I've been doing these things for bleeping 20 years now, I'll say like, ah, damn, I should have said this or I should have gone harder at this. But we get reps every day so we can circle back. Like, was that part of the tough thing about being kind of the media analyst every once in a while, is that you only get a shot at it every once in a while?
Yeah, you know, when you're an athlete, you want to be able to, like, come back. If you have a bad game, come back and just do it again. I was, so for the first little bit, because it was March Madness and it was, like, game after game, I had an opportunity to do that. And then by the end of it, I was like, well, maybe I should have done this a little bit differently. So I'll just wait an entire 365 days and try to remember it, write it down somewhere, and see if we can get it right next time. But it's definitely interesting to be in it. I take it kind of like a game. I was kind of thrown into the fire. So it was kind of pressure situation. And how are you going to deal with it? So I just kind of always go back to my experiences. Thankfully, I've been through a lot of them. So that's definitely been something that's helped.
Canadian Kia Nurse here on Tim and Sid. There are rumblings, Kia, that the Edmonton Oilers will host the Stanley Cup final this year. Lord willing, there's a Stanley Cup final. You know Darnell Nurse a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
A little. Yeah. What kind of fire would that put under his rear end? Not that he doesn't already have one, or Connor and all those guys in the Oilers, but what does that do to his mentality, do you think, knowing him the way you do? And how much are you guys going to be focusing on what the other is doing? I feel like we've had this conversation a few times with both of you, and at one time with both of you in the same room. How much are you going to focus on what the other one is doing?
Well, it's been really interesting in COVID because I've actually had so much time to be home. And I remember looking at him and being like, this is the first time we've been around each other since we've been like actual adults. Like, he left when we were in high school. So to be around him this long, I can tell that he's really excited to get back on the ice. I know he's involved in a lot of the conversations that go on with the plan to return play. Yeah, same thing. I don't know, something like that. And I think it's been really interesting. Obviously, I don't have tons of inside scoops here. But anytime you get the opportunity to play for a championship or a Stanley Cup on, you know, your home ice, and be able to you don't even have to bring it home. You're already home. So yeah. I think that's just an added boost and an added thing that you want to get to it. I think they have a great team. They've been growing, obviously, year after year, and they're hopefully, this is what the New York Liberty is going to look like as we continue to build our youth up. It's just going to get better year after year. So I'm going to be paying attention to everything he's doing. I got nothing but time in this bubble. So I will make sure that's going on, and I'm sure he'll be paying attention on my side as well. And I'll send him some chippy text messages here and there.
And not often that you guys are playing at the same time, but it could be that you're playing exactly at the same time. Kia Nurse joining us here on Tim and Sid. One last one. The Maya Moore story is so unbelievable to me. One of, if not the best players in the WNBA, putting her career on hold to fight for justice. The man she was fighting for, Jonathan Irons, released today. How much do you know about that story? And can you imagine the strength that it would take to walk away in your prime and go work on something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely incredible story, and I've been so moved following it along the way, but especially obviously yesterday with watching the video and seeing Jonathan be released and Maya's reaction as well. But I think it's such an interesting story because of the fact that she left in her prime. She wasn't someone who was just, you know, a role player, a 12, 13 player. She's the face of the WNBA, the face of women's basketball in a lot of different respects. She was the only women's Jordan athlete at the time. She did everything that she could in her sport, and she just said, you know what, this is more important. And I think sometimes as athletes, it's really hard to feel like you know who you are outside of the sport because you put so much time and so much effort into it. And she did. And she knew what she wanted to do. She knew how competitive she was. She knew that she was a champion on the court and she could be off the court. And I think that's all that this has shown, is that her ability to do that, her strength to do that, her ability to strive for greatness in absolutely everything. It's unbelievably inspiring, and I cannot imagine how difficult that decision was, but I'm so, so grateful that she has been the role model that she has for me and my game and my career, but also on and off the court for millions of people.
It is awesome. Kia, we love talking for a lot of reasons. One of them, and this interview kind of laid it out to bear, is you can talk about anything. And we really appreciate when you come on and allow us to go down a bunch of different roads as we focus on you and the Liberty and your team. Best of luck to you. Best of luck getting down to Florida. Hopefully everyone's healthy and good. And best of luck to you in the season and with Sabrina Ionescu and a new journey that you guys are going to go down. Obviously, it's going to be really interesting to see how you do. All the best. Thanks for this, Kia.
Thank you. Congratulations on 5 years. Let's hope you make it to 10.
Yeah. We're not betting on it, but we'll take it.
To make it to next week. But thanks, Kia.
Thanks, Kia. There is Kia Nurse, one of the best women's basketball players on planet Earth, Canadian. Oh, I forgot how to ask her how she celebrates Canada Day in New York City.
In New York.
In quarantine. Should have thrown that in there. By the way, if you want to see Athlete to Athlete, it's a six-part digital series featuring in-depth conversations focused on social issues with Canada's top athletes. You can just go to sportsnet.ca or Sportsnet's YouTube channel. Episodes will be available on demand at Sportsnet now, and you can hear two top athletes go beyond the sports headlines and have open and honest conversations as Kia and Maya Marie did. That was released today, noon. Sportsnet.ca, Sportsnet YouTube, Sportsnet now.
You watch it. Sorry, Timmy. Yeah, definitely give it a watch because it's fantastic. On the other side, we have a match game that is trending nationally. Is that true, Tim McAuliffe? You said that in the last block. Can we confirm that?
I don't know where we're at right now.
I saw 10 last time I saw it. Yeah,
okay,
I saw
it was
10.
Trending 10th. It's that weird new setup, right, where it just says trending, and it's basically an algorithm to get you fired up instead of just telling you what's trending.
Hey, whatever sounds good to people above us. That's what works for me, Tim. I don't give a damn what kind of algorithm it is.
Number 7. Match games, number 7. Tim and Sid, number 8. There you go.
All right.
One after another.
We'll reminisce a little bit again. Tim and I, it's 5 years and a day since we went on Sportsnet for the first time. We'll come back. A few more of your match games. This is Tim and Sid on Sportsnet 360, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet590.ca, and 24/7 on Pod. Welcome back to Tim and Sid. 5 years and a day ago, we went on Sportsnet for the first time and told you that Phil Kessel was traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then we had Elliot Friedman on, and he was very busy and barely paid attention to us. But God love him. He was on with us that day. We had a lot of people on that day. And I think I've changed.
21 minutes of our first show. It's at the groundwork for the rest of the show, no?
Yeah, that was the worst thing we could have done, because now it's like they can do Mikey likes it, he'll eat anything kind of thing, right? Like we'll go 3 hours, 20 minutes, no problem. I'm Sid Seksaris, Tim McAuliffe. This is Tim and Sid. Brian Burke still to come. Kenny the Jet Smith from TNT still to come. Stephen Brunt will drop by and pay homage to Tim and I in a way that only Brunt can. Again, that's coming up as part of our 5-year anniversary. But as part of the 5-year anniversary, before we wrap up the hour, we got a hot match game going, Timmy, from the looks of it.
Yeah, numbers 7 and 8 in the country right now. Match game and Tim and Sid. The match game, I don't know if we have the music for the match game, but if we do.
Let's go Dylan Brown at Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Let's
maybe
go.
We should have asked for it before, but
he'll find it.
When I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. Oh, yeah, we have a problem.
Yeah, we can't air it. Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't air it.
If we play the music, it sounds like it's cutting us out, so we don't play the music. I forgot. Sorry, Dylan. When I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. We knew this would be one that would open us up for some shots.
Some criticism.
Criticism. But we're okay with that. I think if we can dish it, we can take it. When I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. John writes in and says, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think of roasting Raptors haters in the United States of America. One of the more proud things that I've accomplished on this show is understanding the Raptors better than the national media in the United States did on their way to a championship.
And you let them know, McAuliffe.
We let him know.
That one was more you. I was on the coattails for that one. But sure, I'll take the credit. You let him know. That was a fine moment, Timmy. Fine moment.
When I think of Tim and Sid, I think Nam writes in, I think Ivanka and Ken have great job security. John writes in, Tim and Sid OG, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think Bush Party.
Bush Party. Bush Party tonight.
Do you remember the days when everything was so simple and we'd just hear this and smile?
Bush Party. Party tonight.
Do you remember the days when I would look at you and go, can you believe they threw Barry Davis in the tub? Like that was news. Yeah. The Jays partied well. And Deonna Navarro wore a cup hat during celebrations. Whoa. Those were the days.
When I think of Tim and Sid, I think our friend Momin Qureshi from 680 News. Five words. Gold medal to the face.
Thank you very much. Momin, technically outside the window that we are talking about, but I will allow it. I will allow it.
Brian writes in and says, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think of something to look forward to in chaotic days. If we're providing that, that is a...
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Andrew Johansson or Janssen. I'm not sure what it is. Janssen. Andrew Janssen writes in and says, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think what's trending 1-6 in Canada right now.
Woo!
You don't want to know.
No.
You don't want to know is the answer.
No.
But way to go, Wasega Beach. Although it's probably not Wasega Beach. It's people from other places going to Wasega Beach. When I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. Sandra writes in and says, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think confetti for some reason, and then adds a wonderful picture of Six-Zero holding a confetti cannon in a rather awkward
Those
position.
Those things are tougher to open than they look. You try doing it under the gun. Everything's easy when you're not the one on national TV. Everything's so easy, Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. I screwed that one up, yeah. I screwed
that one. The Raging Elk writes in and says, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think who's fatter? Not anymore, Butch!
You stand
up for the camera, 6-0, and you show that quarantine body.
Someone call Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley because we're at Chippendales.
But dun, 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 dun.
I look great. Look at that. Save the fat jokes for another show. Go down the dial. Find something else. I'm sure you will. I look amazing. I could go on Match.com like that. I don't want to, but I could. I'd make a killing.
After Six-Zero got up, I got to ask you, undid his shirt, showed off the pectoral region. Is it cold in your basement?
It is, actually. It is. It is. If I were in a scene of Lord of the Rings, I'd be at the front of the line with these. Come here, Orcs.
Dial a phone.
I got you. I'm slightly uncomfortable that you noticed that. That's fine. Just got ogled in my basement.
You put your breasts in the camera like you're giving a lap dance. What do you want me to do?
My whole body. I put my whole body. You focused on two parts of it.
Dave and Jose. My eyes are up here, McAuliffe.
Dave and Jose are here. My eyes are here. Yes, I named my nipples. They're right here.
Sorry, Dave and Jose?
Well, what else would I call my nipples? Don't be stupid.
Brendan writes in, you thought Momin went back. When I think of Tim and Sid, I think Tim has scope in his two-step. Hashtag match game. Hashtag Tim and Sid. Well, for the OG.
Tim, can we dial up that promo and put it out on the Tim and Sid account on YouTube? Are we allowed to do that? That was a Score Television Network thing, and I understand that. But
Anthony,
that
was, you could find that.
That was
amazing.
One of my favorite things we ever did. That was
really
fun. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Scope
of
the two-step?
The whole shoot, because no one was expecting it, and I was spitting fire. I was spitting bars. There are kids on the Tim and Sid team that would freak if they saw that. Not all of them have. Some of them have. We'll play that. One of my proudest hip-hop moments.
Scope in my two-step is what I like. Is it better than highlights and Score Tonight? Hell no. But it's hot to death. Scope in my two-step gives me fresh breath.
Oh! And like the whole cipher circle went nuts. It was crazy.
We'll continue with the match game. When I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. If we can give it, we can take it. Our last one comes to us from Brian, who says bad spandex bodysuits. And then there's a visual included. Should have sent some of these so that we could put them on TV, but whatever. We're doing the show from our home.
We're in our basement. It's fine.
Brian Burke, Kenny the Jet Smith, still to come on this 5-year anniversary and one day of Tim and Sid. And we're excited about it here on Tim and Sid.
The show can cut glass.
Real excited about it. We'll come back with Kenny the Jet and Brian Burke.
Honey, can you turn up the heat?
Too sweet to be sour.
Turn up the furnace.
Tim and Sid.
I'm freezing.
Time for Tim and Sid. Time for Tim and Sid. Time for Tim and Sid. Time for Tim and Sid.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Real Sports Talk with Tim McCallum and Sid Sexero.
Thank you very much, Sheepdogs. Welcome to this 5-year and 1-day anniversary of Tim and Sid. I'm Tim McAuliffe. Sid Sixero is in his basement on the west side of the city. I'm in my basement on the east side of the city. And apparently, we are both cold. Still to come, Kenny the Jet Smith will join us. Brian Burke will join us in the top stories at this hour. The Jays are coming home. The NBA is testing at about 3% positive on over 1,000 tests. And the word on the street is getting stronger that the NHL hub cities will be Toronto and Edmonton, but there is still a lot of work to do, Sid Sixero, as we move closer to the bubbles in basketball, hockey, and whatever the hell baseball ends up.
Yeah, I still have no idea where baseball is going to be. And Mark Shapiro has been speaking to the media within the last half an hour or so, Timmy. One nugget he did drop was no team will be traveling to Toronto for an exhibition game. Any games the Jays have in their summer camp, a term I'm not really used to yet, will be intra-squad, and that'll be it in terms of preparation. And then they fly out to Tampa for a game we're assuming takes place July 24th. The schedule not officially out yet, but the Jays got what they wanted, at least to start. Who knows what the regular season will bring? Who knows what clearance they'll get from the federal government? A lot of questions still with the Toronto Blue Jays, but it was for people who've been working pretty hard to at least convince municipal and provincial and federal authorities in this country that this is safe for now. I'm glad they kind of got this finalized because it has been a bit of a crazy road. And if you're Mark Shapiro and that organization, just to have camp. So I'm glad they got it. I'm not comfortable with the regular season and what that would bring. That's a whole different conversation, McAuliffe, but I'm happy the Jays got some clarity in terms of this aspect of their prep.
And for the record, just to reiterate, those who board the charter to come to Toronto will have tested negative before they get on that plane. So for those wondering if they're getting a preferential treatment, maybe, but they're also doing things that normal Canadians haven't done before getting on a plane to come back to Canada, and that is test negative for COVID-19 while still quarantining when they get home in the bubble that will be the Rogers Centre and the hotel inside the Rogers Centre.
It's an interesting world right now, Tim. Like, you have the NHL rumored, like that definitely goes without saying, but you have the NHL reportedly close to some incredibly significant agreements, and not just on return to play. Like, across the board, this could be a monumental vote by the Players Association this weekend. You have baseball trying to figure this out. You have Greg Vanney of Toronto FC today, Tim, who's scheduled to fly out tomorrow. Next Wednesday is when MLS begins in Orlando, and Vanney's hoping to delay the flight. Vanney does not want to leave tomorrow. If they can buy a couple more days, he wants to. I mean, this is unlike anything any of us have ever seen, and safety first, and hopefully everything's fine. But this is just, your head's on a swivel here, man. Like, I'm trying to keep up as best I can, and it's kind of crazy.
Well, you brought up hockey, and here to help us break it down is one of the long-standing friends of the show, Sportsnet Hockey Central, Hockey Night in Canada. Brian Burke joins us here on Tim and Sid. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Burke. How are you?
Good, guys. Congratulations on 5 years.
I'm waiting for the shot. I'm waiting for the dig. Is there a dig coming after that?
I can't really say much because the longest I lasted with the team was 6.
Oh, nice. So we got a year.
Berkey, when did you know, asking for a friend, when did you know that it was ending?
Well, in Vancouver, I got let go in 04, and the first time they talked about a contract for me, and my last year was in November, and then we never talked again. So even a thick Irishman like me figured out that I probably wasn't coming back. It was the worst kept secret in British Columbia.
So yeah, the contract, that's a big card.
Contract's a big one. Contract.
How sick are you talking about bubbles, hub cities, and CBAs?
Well, CBA, I think, is really important. I never get tired of talking about that. I'm sick of hub cities. I'm glad we're near a resolution. I think we're at one. They just haven't finalized it yet. Return to play. I mean, you step back. When this all happened and they shut us down, I predicted we would not finish the season, and I was right. We could not finish the season in the allotted time. The NHL was smarter and said we'll build out some runway, and I think this plan could work and may work, and I give the league full credit. We've got to try to play. Like, we're going to come back to a ravaged economic landscape anyhow, but if we don't play starting up next fall, I don't know what we're looking at. So full marks. I'm sick of the hub cities. Get them done. But the CBA, I think we came back. We asked fans to come back this fall, and I don't mean to attend the games because they cannot, but to watch the games on TV and get back into bed with us. And then a year from now, we had a work stoppage. I think that would be catastrophic. So I think it's very big news. I don't understand the mathematics of it, to be honest with you, but I think it's great news.
Brian Burke here on Tim and Sid. In terms of the CBA aspects to this, Berkey, what have you read? What have you seen reported that really surprises you? That even in this unique a time, one side or the other would push more in the middle on an issue. What stuck out?
Well, I think the financial circumstances. So you're talking about a 10% deferral by the players. They're going to defer this income. My guess is there's a trigger that if revenues don't reach a certain point, that money's gone forever, but that's fine. A cap of 20% on escrow. Escrow is going to be way over 20%, way over with the revenues the teams are going to generate. So that's a concession to the players. Let's say the owners are temporarily at least going to eat way more of the losses than the players. But if you combine those two things, 10% deferment, 20% escrow cap, you're looking at basically a 30% cut in salaries is what they're going to net, in my view. I think the only thing the only reason this makes sense is because the new United States television deal is coming up in 2 years, and I think it's clear that the league thinks they can make some money on that, and that will sort this all out. But in the meantime, the math makes no sense to me at all. We're not going to be anything like a 20% escrow next year with the revenues the teams are going to generate. It's going to be more like 40 or 50%.
Is that why you think the Olympics is on the ledger? Because they could probably bring in some significant money, if not from the IOC, but from sponsorship?
Well, they haven't yet, and the IOC has never allowed the NHL to even use the NHL gets the same television rights that any other news station does. It, you know, 10 seconds worth of replay capability. If the NHL wants to use the golden goal, they got to pay for it. Our players, and we got to pay to use the footage. So they talked about enhanced footage rights. They talked about some marketing rights with the rings, and the IOC said flat no. I don't know why that would change. I don't think it's a windfall financially so much as the players really want to go. I think we should be there. I think it's a great marketing tool for the NHL. But it wreaks havoc with the schedule. And, you know, in some markets, like in Carolina and Florida, it closed down for 2.5 weeks in February. It's crazy. But I think we should go, and I think the players thought it was important. Keep in mind, on every team, there's a maximum. On a really good team, there might be 5 Olympians. The other 15 vote to go to the Olympics so that they can get that time off. They get a week off, and they go to Mexico or someplace. I don't know where you could go now, but... So I'm glad we're going to the Olympics. I think it's important to the players. I think it's good for our league. I can't wait to see the schedule that year, though. It's going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be full. Brian Burke here on Tim and Sid. Burkey, in terms of the reporting today that Edmonton will get the whole shebang by the time it ends in theory, Stanley Cup final would be held in Edmonton. When you look at all this and how it played out, and Alberta was always where they were in terms of COVID-19 cases, very low comparative to other places. Why do you think Edmonton had to work this hard to get to this point when reportedly 10 days ago it was going to be Vegas, Vancouver? Like, it just mathematically, this made complete sense the entire time in Alberta. What was the hesitation based on what you're hearing?
Well, I think the health authorities and the fact that Vegas looked like a lock and they wanted some Eastern time zone presence. You can imagine we're going to be playing 2 games a day at least possibly three in the first play-in round because you've got the bye team games and you've got the best of five. So conceivably three games a day some days. And so to me, it was, they talked about Vegas being a lock, but if you didn't have an Eastern time zone, that's really hard to play three games. So you'd ask, you know, you'd ask Toronto fans to stay up and watch a game that starts at 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. Good luck. So I think this gives the separation they wanted time zone-wise. I think Alberta pushed very hard and did a very intelligent selling job. I think their public health authorities were helpful. And finally, the federal government in Canada stepped up and said, we'll waive the quarantine. Now, they weren't similarly helpful in Vancouver, and that's why they dropped out. They had a much tougher, much higher bar to climb with the health authorities there.
Should we raise an eyebrow? And I know you've been relatively conservative about the way this returns and making sure we have the tests and making sure if Dr. Bonnie Henry, who is basically aced the test and or has come as close to acing the test as you can in BC, raises an eyebrow, should the rest of Canada also raise an eyebrow, or am I asking you to be a doctor here?
Well, you're asking me to be a doctor, but my understanding was it was the number of positive cases that would require a shutdown. And apparently in British Columbia, they wanted a very low number, like four positive tests is the number I heard. And again, I'm not going to, that didn't come from anyone in authority, but what I heard allegorically was four positive tests. And they're going to have four positive tests. And so other health authorities have said, no, in a tournament involving 12 teams times a cohort of 45, you're going to have five positive tests. You're probably going to have 20. So I think that's where it fell apart was my information. But I'm really happy for Edmonton they got it. I think this is a big deal to be a hub city.
Brian Burke here on Tim and Sid, and to reportedly be the Stanley Cup final host on top of that. I mean, I mentioned to Tim earlier in the show, I don't understand why fans necessarily are excited. I understand why politicians and some aspects of the business community in these cities are excited. But if you're a fan, I don't really understand it. But as the show's gone along here, I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're an Oiler fan and you're told eventually the Cup final is at Rogers Place, does this not light a little extra fire under Connor McDavid and that group? Listen, everyone's going to want to win the Cup. That's why they're there. But do you think this does anything extra for the Oilers as a group?
It might, and I think what it does for the whole time this tournament goes on, and now with Edmonton, it's going to be 2 months. The whole time, you've got TV crews from around the globe filing stories from outside Rogers Arena in beautiful downtown Edmonton. Edmonton's beautiful in the summer. And they'll be outside Rogers Arena. Hi, I'm Peter Lundqvist from Stockholm, Sweden, filing my story outside of Rogers Arena in Edmonton. Next to him is a guy from the Czech Republic. Next to him, a guy from Finland. Next to him, a guy from Russia, Germany, and so on. It's great exposure. Is it a big economic payday? No. So the host hotel will get a boost. The people that work there will pick up some extra wages and tips. It's not an economic panacea like the Grey Cup would be or an All-Star game. But it still focuses the spotlight on Edmonton. Now, if they have the host of Stanley Cup Finals for 60 days. So I think it has tremendous value. I think the Premier should be commended for pushing this hard to get it. And I think it's good for Toronto, too.
Yeah, the Toronto thing is interesting, too, because you got the Jays coming back to town now. They get the letter from the federal government. So you've got, depending on whether or not they play the regular season there, it might be a little bit of worry for the folks in Toronto wondering how they'll have two different quarantines of two different professional leagues, 12 teams in one, and however many teams come through in baseball.
Well, they're very different circumstances. Okay, first off, these 12 teams that come to Toronto, and I think you alluded to it in your initial remarks about no one's jumping the queue or showing favoritism. The whole discussion makes me sick to my stomach. No one's ever asked to make an exception for hockey players. What they've said is, we're going to show up, 47 of us, that's the maximum, or 50, the maximum you can have. 30 players, 5 coaches, 5 trainers, GM, assistant GM, PR person, analytics, whatever. 50 max. Having been tested, who are going to arrive on a private jet, land at the private jet terminal, not go through Pearson's terminal, get on a sanitized bus, go right to a quarantined hotel. How does that put me at risk as a Canadian? Answer, it doesn't. There's commercial flights coming into Pearson every day now that put me at risk, but not this flight. And the 12 teams are all going to follow the same protocol and then go into the bubble. The bubble might be the safest place to be in Canada while those guys are here. Baseball's very different. Those players are going to come in from visiting teams and so on. That's not my problem. I don't have any expertise. But to ask for the Canadian government to waive the quarantine restrictions for pro hockey teams coming in for this tournament is a joke. Like, there's no safety issue for me.
But I think where a safety issue could come in here, Berkey, is like, look, we all assume everyone's going to play by the rules. We're all under that pretense because of what we've gone through and how serious the situation is. I am not going to assume that, though. I'm not going to assume that every one of these near 50 people from every team that flies in doesn't have some type of slip up. Someone doesn't take a picture of them walking down the street where maybe they shouldn't. I feel if that were to happen a couple of times, Berkey, I think people, because you're right initially, but I think that's where the conversation might also tend to shift. I just don't trust people that much to completely play by the rules, even in a bubble type scenario.
I don't trust professional athletes to ever play by the rules, but I think they're going to have really good security. And that what I'm told is any player that violates the ground rules goes home. So someone who manages to sneak out, which I don't know how you're going to be able to do it from what I'm told, but someone who manages to sneak out and tries to get back into the hotel, see ya. So no, I do think they can make the players toe the line. And the group I feel sorriest for is the Black Aces. So if you're a Black Ace, in the old days, you'd come up and so we're in the playoffs in Vancouver. We got seven extra guys. So they have a bag skate every day after practice. The strength coach puts them through a workout. So they have a terrible morning. And then we play the game that night. And they're in the press box. And then they're free. And the next day, we probably don't practice till noon because we're in the playoffs. Those guys had the life. Go out to the bars, get something to eat, meet some girls. Now they're not going to be able to go out at all. All they're going to get to do is bag skate every day. That doesn't sound like very much fun. No.
Last one for you before we go. I know it means something for you to walk the Pride Parade route, and you told us that you were going to do it. Did you do it, and what did it feel like walking it on a year like this year?
You know what I did? I went with my ex-wife, Jennifer, and my daughter, Maren, and Rick Mercer, my buddy, who has marched with me before in Brendan's honor. Nice. And we marched the route on Sunday, but we went on Church Street. We didn't go on Yonge. We went on Church, so we're more in the village. Mm-hmm. Walked down to the end of the parade route and walked back. Walking back was a mistake. My knee was killing me. But it was great. It made me think of my son. Made me think of the gay community here in Toronto and how important they are to us. And it was just a moment of solidarity. So I had a mask on and went straight down Church Street to the square at Dundas, and then walk back up. It was great. And Rick Mercer is a great friend and a great ally. So it was fun. It was really fun. I felt good about that. I thought about my son a lot.
Berkey, we appreciate that story. Thank you for telling us that story. And just generally, as Tim and I kind of reminisce over 5 years and a day of doing this way on Sportsnet, we need good people with us as well. You have been one of those. You've been very kind to us. Yeah. And hopefully it continues, Berkey. We appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Hey, guys, 5 years is a big deal. In this industry, it's a big deal. And you've gotten 5 years because you're really good at what you do. I enjoy coming on with you. So here's to the next five. Thanks for letting me be a part of it. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Awesome. And one day we will crack that JD bottle. One day we're going to crack that JD bottle.
Absolutely.
It's waiting for you, Berkey. It's waiting for you.
Be well, okay?
Okay, guys. Thanks.
There is Brian Burke, Hockey Night in Canada, NHL on Sportsnet. And our dude.
We have a couple of special messages here, Timmy. Do you want to get to one when we come back? We got a break now. They're yelling
sure.
at us. Do you want to get to one when we come back? We're going to get to a special goodbye. They're not telling us who they are. Guaranteed it's better than Ken Reed. We'll do that when we come back. Also, Kenny the Jet Smith will join us from TNT. This is Tim and Sid on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and online on sportsnet590.ca.
Kenny was good to us.
This is Tim and Sid, Sportsnet, Sportsnet 360, Sportsnet 590 The Fan on the 5 year and 1 day anniversary of Tim and Sid, at least in this iteration, kind of.
I've been told, and Dylan Brown, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, we have another message from one of the friends of the show. It is correct, and it comes down in 3, 2, and 1.
Happy 5th anniversary, Tim and Sid. 5 years on TV. Seems a lot longer. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but look, we appreciate your passion for the game of basketball and always enjoy watching you night in and night out from 5 o'clock to 7. Here's to another 5. Not only another 5, here's to another 50, if you want it, on TV. Happy 5th, Tim and Sid.
Matty D, looking
nice
sharp.
Hat. Huge red
barbecue
hat.
Going. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Matty D looking. He may or may not have gotten that barbecue with the help of. There is a.
From Tim McAuliffe, the barbecue king. Tim McAuliffe, the barbecue king, helping people out left and right. Grill. By the way, Ken Reed, that's how you do it. So thank you, Matt Devlin, for helping us out there. Love Matty D. Matty's been and love Kenny. I'm messing around with Kenny. I'm just breaking him. Again, 5 years and a day since we started, and we have been blessed, Timmy, to talk to some people, yes, that we have admired from afar. Kenny, the Jet Smith of TNT. I still don't understand how he has allowed us to bother him as many times as we have, but he continues to do it. Kenny, the Jet Smith, joining us here on Tim. I said, Kenny, how are things, man?
Happy 5th birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. What's up, guys?
That's the only cool happy birthday is the Stevie Wonder happy birthday.
No question. Appreciate. 5 years, huh?
Well, it's no inside the NBA run on TNT. It's no Hall of Fame run that you guys have, but we're trying, Kenny. We're trying.
Hey man, I'll tell you what. They say after 2, then it goes downhill. It's easy. You got to get through the first 2 years. Once you get to the first 2, you're good. You've got to have 5, you'll hit 10 so fast you won't even know it.
Kenny the Jet Smith joining us here on Tim and Sid. All right, let's talk a little basketball. We're not here to self-congratulate on 5 years because we don't know how much longer it'll be, so we'll just keep going. What do you think's the biggest hurdle that we have to overcome as a game to make this bubble thing work?
I think the biggest thing is anxiety. You know, typically the anxiety of a basketball player is like, who am I guarding? What am I doing? You know, but now it's like, can I talk to this person? Can I eat here? Can I touch this person's hand? Like, it's so much more anxiety that the teams are in. And I think the teams that and the organizations that realize that and say, hey, we need to figure out ways to reduce our stress and anxiety for our players when they're not on the court so they can focus on the task at hand of playing, because they're going to be missing family, they're going to be missing their loved ones, and at the same time, nervous about every person that they possibly can or cannot come in contact with. Those are the teams, I think, that will understand what's going on.
Damian Lillard had his media availability this week, and he was asked what his confidence is and everyone following the rules down in Orlando, all 22 teams. Damian Lillard of the Blazers said, quote, my confidence isn't great. When we have 100% freedom, everyone doesn't follow all the rules, end quote. Is he wrong? Like, is there an element to this, Kenny, that we haven't really talked about enough of guys who just, quote, unquote, need to see a friend and break quarantine and sit for 10 days? Like, do you think we're going to be seeing a bit of that in the NBA?
No, honestly, I think that's not the issue. For me, I wouldn't think that's the issue. I think when you think of the greatest people in the world who've done the greatest things, how many times do you hear the story, oh, I was this producer and I was in this basement for 9 hours. You hear Drake, oh, I used to just ride all day as I walked through the, neighborhood. Like, you've done these self-quarantines to get yourself to the level of to be the 350 best in the world. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the virus is more, it's so catchable. It's so contagious that you can't control it. You can't really create an environment to actually control it. That, to me, is more the precautionary, regardless of who comes in and ends it out, is you really cannot control the virus. That's the biggest thing. That's nothing to do with who's coming in and out, who wants to break curfew, who doesn't, whatever. It's the most contagious virus that we've seen in our lifetime. And now being one of the most deadly. So that's my concern more than someone figuring out, you know, getting a maid's uniform and giving it to one of their friends.
Kenny the Jet Smith coming up with ideas and setting the record straight here on Tim and Sid. Are you going?
Well, we haven't. I don't think right now, as of now, they haven't told us about wanting us to be in a bubble, but we will be doing our show. Actually, we start next week. We'll be doing our show, but I think the first couple of shows are going to be on the boat, and then we're going to possibly be going to Atlanta. But all of those things are still kind of a little bit up in the air.
Right.
I'm getting a text right now from you guys. Hold on. You want me to read it?
You're getting a text from us?
Let me read it. I mean, the Tim and Sid show has been permanently canceled due to 5 years of being on the air.
We're free, 6-0. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. I can pursue a pro golf career. I always wanted to. I'm not saying I'll make it, but I'll pursue it.
In the middle of the game. Your show should end in the middle of the show. Like, we should find out about it. Like, God, find out if it's...
But, Kenny, you know that's how it's going to happen. Like, Tim and I will be sitting here, maybe even with you, and it'll be one of those situations where we get canceled live on air, and it'll just make for a good show. Tim McAuliffe's back, by the way. Tim thought he had his freedom. He is back in the chair. Not yet, McAuliffe.
Not yet.
Kenny, let me ask you something. Who on the inside the NBA team is the worst equipped to quarantine of the four of you?
Worst equipped? In what regard? What do you mean worst equipped? What do you mean?
Who would be climbing the walls the earliest?
Oh,
and
Shaq.
Who?
Shaq. Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know what you mean by worst. Like, I didn't think we could bring.
He's a social being
in a quarantine. No. Shaq is going to be climbing the wall. He is. If he got into the quarantine, he is a people's person. He doesn't sit still. You know, we'll end the show on Thursday, guys, right? And I'll call him on Sunday. Hey, what's up, man? What are you up to? Oh, I went to China and came back. Like, he used to do stuff like that. I'm like, wait, Thursday, Friday. Friday. You went to China in 48 hours and came back? Like, yeah, I just want to, I did a couple things. He would be the one climbing the walls if he could not interact with people, large groups. He is climbing the wall. You know, he has all of his kids there, everyone, friends in the family, they all stay now in the house, so he doesn't feel like he's quarantined. Yes, he would be the one. Not even close.
Kenny the Jet Smith breaking news here on Tim and Sid about our cancellation and... who's the worst in quarantine? I got to ask you this because my 10-year-old son is a huge sports fan, and he's playing 2K right in front of me right now. But he's played more basketball in quarantine than anything else. And I noticed the Jet Academy and JetAcademyCamp.com. Tell me about what my little guy can do with Jet Academy or JetAcademyCamp.com.
Well, here it is, brother. We were sitting in quarantine. I was sitting here, you know, social distancing, my kids and all of this. And no one can do camps. I can't do my basketball camps, nothing. So I just created the first virtual basketball camp for kids. And I was like, watch your game if you want to be, you know, you want to make your middle school team. You want to just make your age and you want to make your high school team. You want to be better. Why can't you do that? So I just created a virtual basketball academy. You sign up, you use it on any device, anywhere. All you need is Wi-Fi service or cellular service. You can log on and you're live with, and I'm myself, Trey Young, Kemba Walker,
Oh, nice.
Victor Oladipo, Breonna Stewart, the league MVP, Brittany Griner. We're your personal trainers for 2 hours. 2 hours a day. You just sign up. That's it. It was the most simplest idea, but the thing was, but it, the most complex, because I didn't have to be in a, it's some date that you pop in and you look at. No, if I got a question in right there. You want to upload a video, you can upload it right there. So it's jetacademycamp.com, and you go on, you log in. And it's funny because Shaq called me the other night. We talked about Shaq. He calls me 1 o'clock in the morning. He never called except for FaceTime. So he's always FaceTiming. So he FaceTimed me 1 in the morning. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sleep, Shaq. And he goes, oh, that's a great idea. The Jet Academy. I'm like, oh, okay, appreciate it. And he's like, yeah, I got to be part of it. I'm like, what do you mean? You're going to be a counselor or something? He's like, you want to do a day? He's like, no, no, no. Like, the first 10,000 kids, you know, I'm going to do the Big Shaq code. I was like, what is a Big Shaq? He's like, $35 off, can you? And let's put Big Shaq. And he hangs up. That's it. And so I text him, Mike back. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, I'm the master marketer. Put Big Shaq code, $35 off for the first 10,000 kids. So when you sign up now with jetacademycamp.com and you put in Big Shaq code, you get $35 off, courtesy of the big fella.
Oh, nice.
Has Shaq ever been on Shark Tank? it seems like every story you've told us of Shaq in terms of his creativity, his energy, that's all the man does. He's pitching, he has ideas, he wants to do this, he wants to do that. But you're not, like, I thought you were kidding the first time you told us that. That is 100% true about this man. He's a constant idea factory.
Not only did he give me the amount, he said what to call it. It was a 5-minute conversation. He hung up, and I was like, because it was 1 in the morning. So I'm like, is he serious? Let me text him and see if he's just joking. And was like, said, no, I'm serious. Check. Watch how it blows up. 10,000 kids. I'll pay for the 10,000. $35. Good. They're good. I'll get it done. So courtesy of Big Shaq, $35 off.
Hey, Cam, you want to go to Kenny the Jet Smith's camp? I think he's
10,001.
In
10,001.
And he's rocking an old school Vancouver Grizzlies sweater right now, so we're in.
And put on that big, tell him to put that Big Shaq discount in there, man. And we got him. And all he has to do is get in front of it. Now he's in front of the computer anyway. And you know what's just funny, guys, like I'm used to, like, remember that old school Billy Blanks and like video where you pop into the
pizza,
like a workout.
Tybo.
Right. they want it live. They're consuming that information, like, you know, like you said, 2K and all of that. We actually, there's a commercial on 2K, so he's probably seen it, that we put on there. So when you look at the link and you're playing a game, it pops up. So it's important, you know,
to be live.
Kenny, listen, man, we appreciate you.
It's important for him to consume the information the way he gets it. So
right.
There it is. Man, I appreciate you, man. You didn't get – oh, wait, I got another text.
What's the up? What's
uh-oh.
The update? What's
uh-oh.
We have decided to continue the Tennessee show as long as Kenny Smith becomes a guest, a frequent guest, they are allowed to continue in Canada.
I think we can arrange that.
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, Kenny. Love you, man.
Thank you. Take care.
Be well.
Thank you.
There is Kenny the Jet Smith doing awesome stuff on Instagram and now doing it with the Jet Academy Camp.com. Again, jetacademycamp.com. We're taking the break. When we return, I've heard we may have another special guest or two, and maybe even tie a little bow on the match game on this edition, 5 years and a day of Tim and Sid, at least in this iteration, on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet 360, and just Sportsnet. This is Tim and Sid. Sportsnet, Sportsnet 360, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
This is also the 5-year and a day anniversary of Tim and Sid. We started on TV back again July 1st, 2015, the day Phil Kessel was traded from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And not only does this day mark 5 years and a day, it's also a day away from a week's vacation for Sid Sixero, who planned his vacation scrumptrolescently. And I understand that you might be getting a little excited that you're getting a full week off, and you plan it perfectly with the day off in the middle of this week.
Just two things to be clear quickly, Tim. I've already seen a couple of tweets. I'm not leaving for the month, okay? Just relax. I'm already getting chirped, and then I'm leaving for a month. I'm not taking July off. Just taking a week. Right. Timmy's going to get a break, too, and then we'll reset for like 18 straight months, hopefully, of sports, and then things slowly get back to normal. So that's the first thing. Second, I didn't even remember that I was going to take next week off. Thank you for bringing it up, Tim. I hadn't even thought about it, because it's not top of mind. Whatever. Right. What is top of mind here is, before we go, we have some tings here, McAuliffe. Again, on the 5-year and a day anniversary of our move to Sportsnet Television, we've had some messages throughout the show. We had Kenny Reed of Sportsnet earlier. We had Matt Devlin this hour. I'm told there's one more, Tim. We haven't been told who it is. We'll find out together, you, me, and the listeners and the viewers. One more message on our anniversary coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Dad, they're just never going to win with Cousins as quarterback. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, the latest genius idea. You want me to do this like 30, 40-second video for Tim and Sid's 5-year anniversary of being on TV. Oh, congratulations to them. Yeah, you know, your buddy Sid. I already spoke Farsi on the air and it sounded like a kitten going through a paper shredder. Yeah, that idiot. Yeah. Well, at least Tim married, you know, one of our own. Yeah, he knows what Hormisebzi is. Anyway, 5 years, big deal. All right, I gotta go. All right.
Rasher's like he's in his dorm. You know what I mean?
I can't tell what the bottle is, but it looks like some good stuff. It sounded like good stuff, but it looks like Arash has dropped a few quarantine LBs as well.
Yeah, not as much as me, but whatever. He looks good. if you like that kind of look, yeah.
All right. In place of the good news of the day, we present the good news that we haven't been canceled yet. 5 years in the current format, kinda. Almost 10 years on radio and TV, just TV, and then TV and radio again. Got it good, and since you understood. 5 years, Sixero, since that Canada Day marathon that seemingly set the groundwork for what the show would become. 3 hours, 21 minutes, ad-lib, Kessel dealt, Elliot Friedman sitting in the corner, wishing that he had never been a part of any of it, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken.
It's been a trek filled with laughter and some real talk, one that we could never encapsulate in 5 minutes because we're not good enough. So our producers got Stephen Brunt to do it. You know it's a big deal when the eloquent wordsmith that is Stephen Brunt is brought in to drop his knowledge in 3, 2, and 1.
Time flies.
We're back!
And this time we have technology and stuff.
Hey, look at this thing.
Hard to believe it's been 5 years since Tim and Sid returned to TV. Think all the way back to Canada Day, 2015.
What's going on, Canada? And welcome to our brand spanking new humble abode for this, the inaugural edition of Tim and Sid.
Coming out of a Jays game, NHL free agency had just opened, and the boys did 3 hours on the fly. Apparently, it went well enough, because they're still around.
Where else would I want to be on this great day?
Well, I could probably think of a couple places.
How would you explain their shocking longevity? Well, the edutainer thing is certainly part of it.
Yeah! That's the way to start a fr-
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And it helps that they're natural athletes in their own right. Of course, they've always had faces made for TV.
Oh! Ice, ice, baby. God dang. Wow. Now, I mean, amazing. What a turnaround.
You've gotten to know them intimately, whether you liked it or not.
Get ready, Canada. Oh, God. Oh.
Really intimately.
Drop my helmet.
Uh-oh.
Drop my helmet.
They've become like family. And like family, they don't always get along. You've gone through ups and downs together. You've listened patiently as they aired grievances.
Why are you out there? Leave your car and drive straight and don't stop. Why do people stop? You don't stop in the snow. You keep moving. Why would you stop?
You've met all their friends, and they've got some pretty great ones.
And I think you guys are the best.
You've watched games together.
It happened! Oh, it happened! It happened!
You've gone on road trips with them and puzzled over things that just didn't add up.
They have never seen anything like that before in their life, to the point where Mark Giordano knows, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, he's looking up.
At the end of the day, you know they'll be there for them. But it isn't all just fun and games. Sometimes, real life interrupts.
There are those who think athletes should do more to bring light to a cause, while others say, shut up, play the game, entertain me, please, for 3 hours.
When important conversations need to be had, the boys don't shy away.
Colin Kaepernick's decision not to stand for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner has crossed over into the mainstream.
And while you've invited them into your homes, during a global pandemic, they've invited you into theirs. It's been a time of reckoning for all of us. A time to understand what really matters.
I don't care what you think about this unless you're going to be honest. And the NFL is a cesspool of ignorance. And they love you unless you can't play anymore. Then they don't care about your ass. And they didn't care about Colin Kaepernick's ass. Ever. But now you care.
Who knows what the next 5 years will bring? But I know the boys love a prediction, so I will predict that they will continue to hit the heights. How's that for a hot take?
Sunday night.
Don't do it.
Will be Philadelphia.
Oh, thank God.
Wait.
Thank
wait.
God.
Did he pick the Sixers? Guys, he just took Philly!
Let's raise a glass and sing a tune.
Despacito. Despacito. There's a kind of people that I met so little. Para para dito, para
comido.
Despacito.
And look forward to what the future has in store. And guess what? They're even back on radio now.
Knock, knock, who's there? Gold medal in the face. That's who's there.
These guys have more platforms than a train station. Happy 5th anniversary. Congrats. And enjoy the celebration.
Tim and Sid, clean up on L3.
They got more platforms than a train station. That's such a good line. Thank you to Stephen Brunt. Thank you to Mark Sheldon. Everyone here at Sportsnet who helped with that. Thank you. That was kind. That was very kind. Thank you very much.
Underrated line in all of that. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Thank you.
Giordano, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. We got to use that way more often.
I'll bring it out more, Timmy. By the way, before we go any further, Dylan Brown, in my ear and on air, if you would. How much time we got left in the segment?
5.
We got 4.5 minutes. Okay. We just ran through a montage of some great moments that we had together, and again, we have a really unique platform in that we can, within reason, do basically whatever we want. And one of the things I absolutely love to try and do, over any opinion, over maybe even over some guests, is finding that sweet spot where you get McAuliffe to laugh in a certain way, where it just makes your soul smile for at least 10 straight minutes. Here, Tim, speaking of montages, before we leave today, and for those listening on pod and listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, this will have the similar effect. You don't need context on all these clips. Here is a montage of Tim McAuliffe laughing that just brightens the world when it hears it. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Mother Earth, you're welcome.
Look at that.
Uh-oh. It's not my helmet.
What's with your head and your back?
The replays are really good.
Are you crying?
You know, can you get this?
You know, can you get, come close. Come close, James. He's crying. He's crying. The golden fleece of sports broadcasting is to get Tim McAuliffe to give the McAuliffe wail. It is one of the great laughs. I got to be honest. The two greatest laughs I've ever heard in my life in this business, Tim McAuliffe and Greg Sansone. Not even close. It is a tie. It is a dead heat between you. When you two used to break on Score on the NFL, it was tremendous because you didn't know which way to turn. So once in a while, we get Tim to go that route. And Tim, thank you for your laugh, because your laugh is a gift.
I felt like doing power rankings to close out this show, but I think we just showed like all of the moments that made me cry. Like watching back the moments made me cry at the moments again. So I don't even know if we have to do our power rankings on what transpired. So why don't we close out with the match game?
Perfect.
The match game trending most of the day across Canada, but what the hell else is there to talk about these days? When I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. Again, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think blank. Normally we would play the music, but we don't have time for the music because it kind of drowns us out, so we won't do it. Jonathan writes in and says, sweet, sweet Canadian banter. We'll take that. When I think of Tim and Sid, I think... Adrian writes in and said, I think of the joke that is Olympic ice dancing and how Sid absolutely roasted it. Sean writes in on radio, I think poutine soda, tracksuits, and figure skating on TV. I think Jerry D, the Chip Dagan, and Tim's proud smile when his daughter came on. Glenn wrote in a clown and a poop emoji.
First theme I found, Tim, forgive me. I'm trying to play.
Johnny writes in and says, when I think of Tim and Sid, I think the bald and the beautiful. I don't know about that one. Luke says, I think a couple of friends that are willing to look at it from both sides, talk about things others won't, will state the facts and still manage to make it entertaining. Appreciate that one. And finally, Nicole writes in and says, the best 2 hours of my day. My husband might have a different answer.
Appreciate it. Timmy, this has been fun. Great job today. Great job to the whole crew. This is Tim and Sid. And remember, as we leave you, especially now.
Now wash your hands, wash your hands, and wash your hands. Washing your hands, washing your hands, washing your hands.